Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Lord, you're my strength and you're my shield. When your heart comes to a place where you fully trust in God, you're not worried about anything. You just don't worry. You can't worry. Your heart trusts him. Boy, when you get in that place, that's a place of peace. That's a place of rest. That's a place of confidence. That don't mean you got all the answers. That don't mean you got all the answers. It just means that you done come to a place where you're settled. Now you're all about God's glory. And you know he loves you. This realization, hey, he loves me. He got me. He taking care of me. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. Then you need to get you a song. The Lord is their strength. He is the saving strength of his anointed. Oh, Lord Jesus. My Lord. I'm going to tell you, the Holy Ghost can put it together. Man, he can put it together. Let me tell you something. I had some scriptures, I didn't know how they going to tie in. I'm like, how does this make sense? Go from here to there. I ain't got no way to transition that. He's the saving strength of his anointed. And guess who his anointed is? You are. You that are saved are his anointed. He calls you his anointed. He is the saving strength of his anointed. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. Elevate them. Deliver them. Save them. That's your anointed. When you make yourself his anointed by surrendering your life to Jesus, I'm going to tell you, there's a lifting up, there's a raising up, there's a feeding, a supply that come to you, a nourishment that come to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord is your helper. All right, now, look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1. All right, let me give you this one right here real quick. 1 John 2:20 says, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. There's an anointing that abides in you, but you are his anointed. Praise God. Hey, just come down here and get on your knees right here. Amen. Mel, just come get on your knees. Amen. You give it all to God right now. Amen. Surrender to God right there. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, if you got something you need to give up, just come on down here and give it up. Get on your knees down here. There's a meeting place right here. Hallelujah. Now, 2 Corinthians 1:20 and 21, he which establisheth us with you is Christ, in Christ, and hath anointed us is God, who also hath sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Now, ain't that what Jesus said? I'm going to give you the Holy Ghost. Now, he said, now, you're not only anointed, but you've been sealed. Yes. You got a holy seal on you. How you going to go under you've been sealed by the Holy Ghost? You got a seal on you that mark you as one of God's. Now, it's invisible. We can't see with the natural eye, but I guarantee you there's a mark in the Spirit. I tell you, every demon see that seal. Every angel see that seal upon you. You got a seal upon you that marks you as one of Jesus. I've been sealed. I'm anointed. Go ahead and say, I'm anointed. Say, I'm his anointed. Yeah, he's your helper. Listen to what the Amplified Bible says. It says, but it is God who confirms and makes us steadfast and establishes us in joint fellowship with you in Christ, and has consecrated and anointed us, enduing us with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, has also appropriated and acknowledged us as his by putting his seal upon us and giving us his Holy Spirit in our hearts as a security deposit and the guarantee of the fulfillment of the promise. He calls us God's anointed. Now, when you are God's anointed, then you have supernatural help available to you through the Holy Spirit, who has not only taught you, guided you, led you, showed you things, spoke to you, but he's also sealed you and marked you as one of Jesus. And he also helps you. With no matter what you face in life, you have a helper. It is God who has anointed us. I didn't anoint myself. You didn't anoint yourself. God anointed you. God sealed you, marked you as his own. And he made a decision before you was ever born that he was going to help you. Before your mama ever gave you a name, God had already made a decision. I'm going to help that one. I'm going to be with them all their life. Because I can see down through the ages, they're going to serve me one day. I'm going to be with that one. I'm going to lead and guide them, even though they ain't serving me right now. That's goodness. And then God began to make arrangements in his plan and put people in strategic places that turn you here, guide you over this way, put you on another path over here, connect you with this person here, because that's going to connect you with another person. See, he got a master plan for your life. I'm thinking about Dan Bailey. The day we rode in the car, he gave me a ride home. I went over there where he worked to get my car fixed. Now, your life changed that day. Not because of me, because God had arranged a meeting. God put people in my life that I didn't even ask him to, who helped me, and it was God doing it. God put people in my life to inspire me to keep going when you want to give up. I had that feeling today of wanting to quit. You know how sometimes you just have a funky feeling? I know I ain't. I ain't quitting. But I told Cece, I said, I don't feel good today. You hurting? No. It's just warfare. Yeah. Yeah. I said, Lord, what do you want me to share? He said, I want you to talk about the helper. I want you to talk about the anointing. I had like 5 messages. And all of them is wrapped up in this one. Because I want to talk to you about strength. We done that. Yeah. I want to talk to you about the helper. We done did that. I want to talk to you about the anointing. We're doing that now.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I want to talk to you about goodness. We done covered that. Yeah, yeah. He's a master. I'm going to tell you, Jesus is the masterpiece of masterpieces. He knows how to do it good. He knows how to take care of you. Don't you fret one bit. He knows sometimes you're going to have days where you don't feel right. But you keep on trucking. Keep on declaring that God is good. You just stay the course. Amen. Just stay the course. Just stay the course. Amen. Get in that word and get in his presence. Stay the course. Now turn to Hebrews chapter, Hebrews 13. He said, verse number 5 says, let your conversation be without covetousness. Conversation, that means your lifestyle, your manner of living. Don't let your lifestyle get greedy. And be content with such things as you have, for he have said. He said, for he have said. What did the next part say? Listen to this right here. He says, for he have said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. What does the word never mean? Does that mean, what about him leaving you for a second? How about 5 seconds? He just, wait a minute, excuse me, let me go to get a glass of water. When he say never, that means not at any time will he leave you. Never. Now, only God can say that. See, a man can't tell you that. Now, this ain't a promise from man. When God say, I'll never leave you, that means he ain't never going. He have the ability to stand behind his word, back it up and say, look, I ain't going nowhere. Now, he done told you, I ain't going nowhere. That's just what he said. I'm not leaving you. I'm not going to forsake you. I'm not going to abandon you. I'm not going to leave you to fend for yourself. I'm not going to leave you to fight for yourself. I'll be right here fighting with you and for you. Thank you, I'll be showing you what to do. I will teach your hands the war. He said, I'm going to be right there with you. He's like an instructor that's watching over you all the time, seeing how you do. And every now and then we get in a hard place and, all right, I'm doing what you tell me to do. Did I get this part right? Lord, come here. I don't understand. I need a little more help here. And he'll help you with it. He said it for a purpose. See, everything God says is for a purpose. He said, I will never leave you. Now, what the Amplified says? Right here. Look at what the Amplified says. He says, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not. Now, how many I will nots do you need? How many you got to have? I mean, the Amplified is stressing it. He's putting the emphasis like it really is. He's saying, look, if you didn't hear it the first time, maybe you hear it the second time. And if you don't get the second time, you ought to get the third time. I will not. In any degree, leave you helpless or forsake you, nor let you down, nor relax my hold on you, assuredly not. In other words, this cannot happen. That you be by yourself. Not gonna happen, can't happen. Will not happen. Amen. Impossible to happen. Thank you, Lord. And he said that so that you could boldly and confidently say. So you have a right to say this. The Lord is my helper. I will what? I will not fear. What can man do to me?
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana.